I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Monday morning, President's Day 2019. Boomer with the day off. Jerry Recco in for him. Good morning, Jerry. How are
what
you?
What is up?
What's up, Gene?
So, Boomer wanted all of us to take today off.
Oh, he did.
It was very nice of him. He decided.
He's lazy.
No, he is not.
He's lazy.
He's the opposite of that.
He's lazy.
But he did want to take today off. He had a lot going on. And he said, why don't we all take today off? And then we all said, that would be great. We'd have a nice little three-day weekend. Why not? We'll take the day off. So, Al emailed Chernoff, and then Chernoff broke into his 40 time from his office down here. I believe he ran right under a 4.6.
No. Everybody's taking off. No.
So here we are, and we're happy to be here, of course, after a...
You sound like it.
No. Go screw it.
Well, this is one of those weird weekends. Now, it ended great for me personally.
Yeah, for you.
With St. John's coming back against Villanova, that was tremendous. Not that we're going to spend a ton of time talking about that, but that was just an awesome game to watch at the Garden. The fans were into it. That was great. But this sports weekend kind of stinks, right? You got the NBA All-Star Weekend. I'm sure your kids are into it. But for guys like us now, the NBA All-Star Weekend, unless I'm reading you wrong, is something for children these days. The NBA, I can't get into that any longer. I mean, I'm excited, and I'm an NBA guy. I like the NBA, but I can't get into the NBA All-Star Weekend. It's just it's a you-know-what show for the most part. And then you had the same old baseball stuff, and the Phillies are about to have the offseason that I wanted the Mets to have. They are right there about to complete the offseason that I wanted the Mets to have if they do, in fact, bring in Bryce Harper, and that is the latest that it's that close, that the finish line is right there between the Phillies and Bryce Harper, and we should see something there in the next couple of days.
To go back to your original point, I'm still into it a little bit. I did have the Rutgers-Iowa game on Saturday, which was a tremendous basketball game. It was a brutal finish for Rutgers. Yeah. As much as St. John's had the thrilling win last night, Rutgers deserved to win as much as Iowa did, and Iowa hits a ridiculous three-pointer to win it from the corner that it's banked in, but whatever. Go home and put on the three-point challenge or shooting contest. I saw the end of it.
Yeah.
And then the dunk contest, which was not a great finish, but there were some good moments in it. So that was kind of fun. You get to last night, you could have just ended it Saturday night,
sure.
Honestly. And, you know, you've got the All-Stars and you've got the concert going on and you got, you know, all sorts of bells and whistles. But then the game starts, and I know we've been down this road before. It's not a game.
No.
I mean, you know, you talk about it's essentially just a showcase of who can dunk the best. LeBron shot a three in the first quarter that had to have been 45 feet out that he almost banked in. It's silly. The kids do like it, but I think after you get through the first couple of minutes and the introductions, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, I'm not one of these guys that says, fun, don't have any fun at the All-Star game, and this is stupid, and I can't believe it. No, I think there's a place for the game.
Sure.
And I think that the players love it, and I really do believe that it appeals to the younger viewer, and that's awesome, and keep doing it, and I'm sure it got a decent rating for what they were looking for last night. Just for me, in this stage of my sports fan existence, it's just not for me. It's not something that I'm carving out any time to spend and to consume. I think if the Knicks were better, I'd be more interested in that because then I could watch something other than Dennis Smith Jr. has been here for 35 seconds in the dunk contest. At least you have something to watch. But I mean, outside of that, there's just nothing.
I do a couple things. I think number one, it would be really cool to see the best of the best actually play against one another because it is littered with star power. And that's kind of cool if they actually played the game. The one thing I didn't like, though, I didn't like the Team LeBron, Team Giannis, because I was confused as hell as to who was on what team.
And you're a basketball play-by-play guy.
Right, no. But, you know, he's sitting there like Steph Curry, he's running up the floor, and you're thinking, all right, that's the West. And then it's like, no, he's on Team Giannis. And it's like, and then it's Team LeBron. Oh, that's the East. Oh, no, he's with the Lakers now. The whole thing was confusing to me, and I didn't stick with it too long. I watched most of the first half, but it was confusing to watch. I would like, I don't know how you incentivize these guys, make so much money. I don't know if you could incentivize them,
no.
But I do think
it's fine.
If you turn this into a real basketball game where they cared, I think it would be awesome because these guys are so good. It's insane.
Yeah, but that's just not going to happen.
I know it's not.
They want to have fun. This is the way it's going to be. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't think you need to change it. I mean, that's another one of these great winter topics in the desert that is winter sports around here is what can we do to change the All-Star game? Like, this is what happens after it. What can we do to change it? Just like baseball rules. What can we do to change baseball rules? The only time we talk about this stuff is when there's nothing else going on. Just leave it the way it is. It's fun. I just think it's funny. 178-164 is almost like a regular season game nowadays.
We're getting there.
Right. It's almost like that.
Yeah.
I mean, how many 145s, 135s have we seen in the first half of the NBA season with some of these teams? So I wouldn't be surprised in a couple of years if things keep going the same way that we do see 178-164. Now, as far as the baseball stuff that was going on over the weekend, some more leakage, if you will, of the Machado and Harper stuff. And, you know, believe what you want to believe. These guys still haven't signed. So if you want to say this is just more posturing by one side or the other, it's hard to argue. But there does seem to be more momentum than usual when it comes to Bryce Harper. Bob Nightingale, who has been covering baseball for forever, he said that Bryce Harper, who has been waiting for someone to meet his price, appears to have found that team in the Phillies. There is no deal yet, but he will ultimately receive more than the 10-year, $300 million contract he turned down from the Nats in September.
It's amazing. It to me is fascinating. If you're going to tell me he's going to end up with 10 years and more than $30 million annually, you know what? The Phillies may win now. Good luck in the I mean, that's...
But you were on the side with me where giving a guy 10 years, let's say it is 10 years, that only brings him to 35, 36 years old, which is how old Robinson Cano is
I was
now.
On that with Machado.
Yeah.
I was also more along the lines of a 7-year deal. I've always said that. To me, 7 was the number. I think that's a nice, lengthy time. And where I agreed with you was, I said, if they did that, if the Yankees did that, if the Mets did that, you're on board with it because of the age. It makes sense. They're still in their mid-30s when they're done with it. I've thought about this a lot, and I actually went through, just because we're talking about Bryce Harper at the moment, I went through his numbers over the last 4 years. I mean, mm-hmm. I could go back to when he's 20, you know, 20 years old, but it gets a little silly at the time. For $30 million a year, to lock a guy up, guaranteed, for the next decade, and you're telling me more. I mean, this could be $350.
Well, Bob Nightingale's telling us more, yeah.
No, I get it. So if you're telling me it's $34, $35 million a year, don't you want better than a .249 batting average? 34 home runs, 100 RBIs, and 103 runs scored. And I'm not saying that's bad. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But why is that worth $35 million a year? Go.
Well, I think that the batting average is something that most teams and analytics guys, they throw out the window. They're looking more at on-base percentage and OPS.
I gave you 100 RBIs, 103 runs scored. I can find other guys that do that for a hell of a lot less than $35 million.
Yeah,
he's going to strike out 200 times.
Sure.
And I know you want to go back, you can call me up and you'll say, well, 2017, he batted .319. You're right. 29 home runs, 87 RBIs. He's a great player. I'm not saying he's not. But if you want to know why it's taking so long for these guys to get these deals, because you look at these numbers, they're great players, but how does that equate to $35 million a year?
Well, because it did in the past in baseball. A guy like
But it shouldn't have.
Right, okay, but that's why. I mean, once that precedent is set, then everybody says whatever analogy you want to use, the genie back of the bottle, the toothpaste back of the tube, it's impossible to do. And now I think that the Major League Baseball was getting close to doing that. But now, I mean, if this does happen and you see the Phillies sign him for, let's say, 10 years, $320 million or whatever it is, that's more than 10 years, $300 million. We went from the players talking about striking or walking out midseason.
Yes, that's been a big topic this weekend. Yes.
Walking out midseason to their number one or number two free agent target getting the money that he expected and then some. I mean, so.
But again, he was offered the money he wanted early on.
Right.
So that's why this whole thing is a sham. Manny Machado was offered a monster deal from the White Sox, but he doesn't want to go to Chicago. Well, tough. You can't sit there and have it both ways that I'm not getting the money I think I deserve and should get when you've got teams that are offering it, at least on an annual basis. Maybe not 10 years. But if they offer you 240 for 8, come on.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what was reported also, Bob.
It's ridiculous.
By Bob Nightingale. He said the Padres offered to Manny Machado an 8-year deal worth at least $240 million with money deferred.
That's $30 million a year. So you can't sit there and scream one way when you have it another. It doesn't make sense.
Well, there's also other guys, too, where you have... You know, people that are still out there. Craig Kimbrell still hasn't been signed. Dallas Keuchel still hasn't been signed.
Well, maybe they want too much money.
Well, I agree. I know. But this is the issue where if you're on the player side and you're saying, okay, look at these franchises that are making money hand over fist. Look at all the digital money that's coming in that MLB's always pumping their fists about with their app and everything, which they do a really nice job with. And then we are the stars that are carrying the league and you're all of a sudden deciding not to pay us because there's a bunch of dorks in the front office that think that they could do it a different way. I mean, that's just their side of it. I agree. If this is what the market is for you, then this is what the market is for you. What are you going to do about it? There is no recourse outside of a work stoppage with that probably won't work for you either.
You know, the whole thing to me is just absurd. You mentioned Craig Kimbrell. Craig Kimbrell wanted a boatload of money.
He wanted like $100 million as a closer.
Would you even come close to giving him that?
No. Guy was
he
a
gives
circus.
You agita every time he goes out to the mound.
I mean, he was a circus last year. I mean, it's amazing that they were able to win the World Series with some of his performances in the postseason. I mean, I agree. I mean, he's asking for far too much.
All kidding aside, the Mets ended up with Edwin Diaz. If I told you the Mets passed on Edwin Diaz, or that was never even an option, and they gave Craig Kimbrell a truckload of money, would you be thrilled with that move?
No, I wouldn't be. Kimbrell's one of those guys I wouldn't be.
No.
But Harper and Machado, 10 years. I'd still do 10 years with those guys. I would. I'm sorry. I mean, it's a guy like that changes the way I think about the organization.
For sure.
And I think they're good enough to carry that through too for a number of years.
Well, you better hope so.
If you're the Phillies, without a doubt.
And, you know, in that ballpark, I think it is a good fit. I'm not saying it's not, but I guess I understand why teams would be hesitant to go 10 years, 320, 330 for a guy that has been less than consistent in his time. You want to tell me he does drive and runs? Sure. I'll go back to 2016, and he didn't play 162 games. It was, I want to say, 115 or 120, something like that. 243, 24, 86, and 84. That's $32 million of production?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot. This is one of those deals, too, where you're hoping that he continues to grow and he has more of those MVP seasons than not. I mean, that's basically what you're banking on at his age.
But if he doesn't, you're stuck.
Yeah.
You are stuck with 10 years at $32, $33 million a year.
Right, but is he ever going to, I mean, is he going to bottom out like Jacoby Ellsbury? I mean, you don't know.
But at what point, though, Greg, is it not about... Always about the money. Meaning, if you're the Phillies, right? They desperately want to win the World Series. Good for them. At what point do you sit there and say the production does not equal the paycheck? Now, if you want to tell me you do something on a 3 or 4 year deal and it doesn't work out, you're not sitting there staring at a decade of uncertainty and really hampers what you might be able to do elsewhere. How about this? If he's worth $33, $34 million, he's got the talent. I'm not arguing that he doesn't. But he has not been consistent, and he has down years. What is Mike Trout worth?
Yeah, I mean, I know. We've talked about this.
Is he worth $45 million a year?
In his prime, absolutely. If that's what these guys get. Seriously. Yes, absolutely. I know. And that's when Mike Trout's going to have a decision to make when his contract comes up, although it might be easier for him to get the money, and that's going to be in a couple
years. What
is
Aaron Judge going to be worth?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big reason why I think the Yankees stayed away from these guys is because they know that that's coming.
You know, so for the players that want to sit there and bitch and moan about the owners that aren't doing what they quote-unquote should be doing, maybe guys like Brian Cashman have other ideas in mind. Maybe they have their mindset on Aaron Judge is going to get 10 years and $400 million because he's one of our guys. He's been consistent, strikes out a lot, but God, is he a show. Home runs, RBIs, runs scored, walks, all that stuff. Monster arm in the outfield. And maybe they think Mike Trout, when he becomes a, who knows?
Or Nolan Arenado or whomever. I still think that Manny Machado could end up with the Yankees if Manny Machado decides he wants a 1 or 2 year deal. And he's going to give it a shot in a couple of years.
It's certainly very possible.
I mean, until he signs somewhere else, because it seems like, and everybody says that Manny Machado is going to take the most money wherever it's offered. But when push comes to shove, if he doesn't want to go be a San Diego Padre, or he doesn't want to be a member of the Chicago White Sox, who, by the way, they should be ashamed of themselves at this point. They're keeping a locker open
for him. I told
you,
I would have withdrawn the offer. offer.
I mean, it's embarrassing
it's
at
enough.
This point. I mean,
it's
they
enough.
Were, and I mentioned it before on Friday. I mean, they went out and signed his brother-in-law yeah. just to have him on the roster to make a soft landing spot for him, and he still doesn't want to go there.
You know, if someone doesn't want you, you shouldn't want them.
Enough.
Right.
Enough with them. So I don't know. Basically,
a desperate man.
Yes, a desperate men out there with the White Sox. So yeah. I don't know. If he doesn't want to be a San Diego Padre, maybe he says, okay, you know, I'll go to the Yankees. I can maybe win a championship, get back to another World Series like I was with the Dodgers, and spend a couple years there, make a boatload of money in the interim, and the next thing you know, maybe I hit the market and things have changed in a couple of years. I don't know. Maybe he does think that, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. You know, and Brian Cashman, when he's asked about it, he's like, well, I'm doing my job. I check in on everything. And he'll swoop in, and if Manny Machado so desperately wants to be a Yankee, which you've heard for so long, mm-hmm. he might end up doing that.
Yeah. Hey, you get Manny Machado for 2 years and $50, $60 million on
right.
a quick why not?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Absolutely.
Especially when you're in the situation you're in, where shortstop is a little bit, you don't know exactly what you're going to get out of it.
That's true. And then
right
the players
now.
Can bitch and moan they only got a 2 or 3 year deal. Shut
right.
up.
I mean, I do think, though, that we're in an interesting place in a lot of these leagues, two of which come to mind with the NFL and Major League Baseball, where I think there's a lot of jealousy of the NBA right now for a mm-hmm. number of reasons from both sides. I think players in the NFL are jealous of what the players get in the NBA and the power that they have.
And the guarantees.
And it's two completely different things. Of course, we know this, but I don't know if an NFL player is thinking that way. He thinks he's as important to a guy like Antonio Brown, who's lost his marbles, but you know, he thinks he's as important to the Steelers as, let's say, LeBron was to the Cavaliers.
And he's not.
He's not, but that's what he thinks, and he thinks he can force himself anywhere. That's what he believes. And I also think that the NFL is probably jealous of the NBA in the sense that they never have any controversies. What are the biggest controversies? They all have to do with basketball. Those are the controversies. Anthony Davis wants to play with the Lakers. That's the biggest controversy. Golden State wins too many championships. That's the biggest controversy.
It's a unique league.
It's incredible. So I think that the NBA makes a lot of these guys jealous. And I also think that, you know, when you look at baseball too, and when these guys hit free agency and all those things, I think we're trending to big fights in both of these leagues with both players' associations trying to get things that I don't think they're going to be able to get.
You know, it's interesting with baseball because if there was ever another player stoppage, and we've said it before and we'll say it again, I'm certain, but, you know, Alois points out the ratings, and I know digitally they do very well, but
baseball.
The ratings are not good. I mean, they're just not.
And for it's baseball, you're talking about.
Right, and I know it's an older demographic. You know, you go to the ballpark, you certainly see a lot of kids, but the one thing that concerns me as a baseball fan when you go to these stadiums is in all the new stadiums, what do you see now that you didn't see 30 years ago? Things to keep kids occupied during the game. Batting cages like at Citi Field.
Sure.
You've got a dunk tank at Citi Field. You've got a wiffle ball field. And they're right. not alone. This is pretty much all over in these new parks. It's concerning because it's almost like get the kids out to the event as opposed to get the kids out to watch the ball game. So you go on a strike now where guys are making more money than freaking ever, which is just staggering to me. You're not going to steroid up the game again
yeah.
to get the fans back. I don't know what type of black eye or pause and excitement you would have, but I think it would do a lot of damage if they walked out on this game right now.
Nothing has destroyed a pro sport more than that 94 strike.
Yeah.
Nothing
Greg,
has even
lost
come
me
close.
For, yeah. I would say... God, I would say 6 or 7 years.
Really?
I did not go to a game
yeah, you weren't
or
alone.
Even watch many of them.
And that's why the hypocrisy of the steroid stuff, as you said, you can't steroid up the game again to get people back. I mean, you know, they always say it's a dark era, the steroid era. If it wasn't for that, people would have stopped watching baseball maybe forever.
I agree with that.
Seriously.
I agree.
I mean, the audience would have been small. Yeah, think about the excitement around McGuire and Sosa. I mean, you look back at it now and sort of laugh at how big these guys were, and we weren't questioning them right away. But, I mean, my God, was that fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. It got people into it.
And it got the game good again.
Right. Absolutely.
Sadly. But
yeah.
It's true.
It really did. And like I was thinking about Robinson Cano and what the Mets need out of him and how he had the PEDs and all this stuff and the suspension. I'm thinking, yeah, you know, if he could get away with it, let's go. Keep it going. That's the way I feel. No. All right. It is Boomer and Geo on The Fan across the country on CBS Sports Network. Jerry in for Boomer this morning.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.